For Camp Sunday, I always sort of plan knowing that I could get preempted. It may go long like it did today. I'm not going to have a lot to say, but I thought I'd give you something to play with. There are those of us who learn through what we hear, others who learn through what we see or what we taste or touch. So touch is important. Let me read from the prophet Isaiah. This was the second day's theme. I'll read and then have just a few things to say, and you can be working on this Play-Doh, which stands in for clay, as I'm reading and speaking. So hear God with your ears, but also with your hands. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord is this: come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me: can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done? Says the Lord. Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Good to play, isn't it? Play is a vital part of learning, because we grow as we imagine. And the scripture from Jeremiah, which sort of parallels something said in Isaiah, which sort of parallels a lot of things that Jesus had to say as well. The scripture opens our minds to what God may be about in our lives. Because we are like clay. Our life is not perfect. We are not made into something already. We are in the process of being formed each and every day of our lives. Now, sometimes that forming is a comfort. Sometimes it's something that we find enjoyable, but other times it is not. Many of you have gone through very difficult times when you're wondering, what on earth is God doing? Perhaps you are maybe even in the middle of such a time now. Some of these experiences may come about through things that we have done or not done, but some of these things may also be beyond our control. You know, we heard about our brother. How many remember Hannah from like how many years ago who visited us? We heard from him and the experience of the Christians in Egypt right now who are caught in the middle of what's happening there. We hear in the news, the church is burned. What you do with your life? You know, other experiences we have been connecting to where you know, there's a tumor of a loved one, or our health is just not what we want it to be. These things often are beyond our control, where we are being shaped. So the question is, what is God doing with you? Now, I am not a potter, and this is not clay. But one thing I know about the act of making a pot like a potter does is that it's very messy, unlike Play-Doh. I mean, we don't need to add water to Play-Doh in order to make it malleable and shapeable. Clay, however, is a different matter. It comes from the earth. It is soil of sorts. I mean, it is not soil that you can grow something in yet. But it is dirty. It is messy when you take it out of the ground. And you have to add water to it, and you have to work and get your hands dirty in the process. Now think about that in relation to God. If God is the potter and we are the clay, look at the potter's hands. The potter's hands are filthy. Or should we say full of humus, full of earth and water, full of what we are. Because actually, as the Bible says in the very beginning, something about how God took a little bit of dust and blew into it and created us from the earth. You know, from that, the earth, we get that word humus. Humus, and from the word humus, we get the word humility. And the word humility doesn't mean going around constantly thinking of ourselves like the ground with everybody stomps on. And that's how some of us hear the word humility, that we are kind of not good enough, that we are, that we're in some way, shape, or fashion just not worthy. But that's not what humility means. Humility means being aware of where we came from. It means being aware of who we are and whose we are. And being aware that the fact that each and every day of our lives, God is involved. God's hands are involved. Maybe not in ways that we completely understand or know. So just take a few moments right now, and I want to extend this out, but just think of your life right now. What is the shape of your life? Just at this point in time for you. Now, I see some of you have laid your Play-Doh aside, and that's fine, because not all of us get into that. But those of you who do, I invite you, as we sing our last song, if this is something that you are wanting to share with God, I invite you, when we'll leave a space open, you can bring this forward and put it on the worship center up front. That's fine. Or when you leave, you can just put your clay back in the basket back there. That's fine. But just be aware of the potter's hands, the hands of God that are in your life, that are constantly at work upon you and upon us. Sometimes that involves breaking down, tearing apart. Sometimes that means, as with a potter, reworking and re-throwing the clay upon the wheel, which can not be a very comfortable experience for the clay, I'm sure. But sense the feel of God as God is shaping you into a vessel that can contain the Holy Spirit. What is that song we often sing? Something about Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me, meld me, mold me. And that comes first, you notice. And then comes what? Fill me, use me, vessels to be used.